When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company with Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens tonight with Anything Goes. To do your shopping tomorrow, be sure to get a can of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Then when you get home, it will take you only a few minutes to make your kitchen linoleum bright as new with this wonderful no-rubbing polish. Just listen to these simple directions. Pour a little glow coat right out of the can onto the clean floor. Spread the liquid lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. Then walk away and let the glow coat dry for 20 minutes. Come back and get a real surprise. Your linoleum will be shining with a wonderful protective polish that seals the floor so dirt can't get in. Glow Coat saves your linoleum from ever getting stained and scratched, makes it much easier to clean. Ask your dealer for Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can. Oh, yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes. Finally discovered why March comes in like a lion. It's the roar of anguished citizens making out their income taxes. And here, with a blank in his hand and a blank look on his face, we find Wistful Vista's taxpayer number one, Fibber McGee.
Mr. McGee, please, for that little old income tax man is here to see you about your tax reason.
Oh, good. Bring him in, Sil.
Yes.
Let's see now. Salaries and other compensation for personal services, Schedule A.
Excuse me, Mr. McGee?
That's me, bud. You the tax expert?
Yes, sir.
I kind of suspected it from the way your form's filled out. Shall we go someplace and sit down?
Oh, no, no. This will only take a few minutes. Here, let me take your fountain pen. Thanks.
Hey, that's a cigar.
Well, it's got a clip on it.
Oh, I know. I was afraid I might lose it.
Well, we better get started. Now, let's see. This is for the year 1930, what year is this?
This is 1938, but the return is for 1937.
Last year?
Why, sure.
What's the matter? You forget to make a return last year?
Why, certainly I made a return last year, but that was for the year before.
Say, this is serious.
Huh?
Don't you realize you'll have to catch up one of these days?
Huh?
Who do you think you are to keep the government waiting for you year after year?
Why, shucks, Well, how do I know how much I made till the year is over?
Oh, you're going to take that attitude, eh? Let me tell you, McGee, Uncle Sam doesn't have much patience with people like you.
What are you talking about?
How can we run things if you're always a year late with your payments?
Well,
have you got any bad debts?
Whoever had any good debts?
Well, I'll just put down probably on that line. Now then, if you found a lapidary on your front porch, would you fry it, ride it around the block, or sell it to the Navy Yard?
Is that question in there?
No, but I heard it on the radio last night, and I wanted to... Listen here, McGee. Are we making out your tax, or aren't we? You stick to the subject.
Well, I ain't the one who's getting...
Now, look at this. Combined amounts in column 9 according to time held into totals. Enter same in line W with a summary table indicate by G or L whether each entry is gain or loss. Well, hurry up.
Well, I'd sell it to the Navy Yard.
Well, we're getting somewhere now. Think of a number.
Okay.
Add 3.
Okay.
Divide by 2.
Okay.
Subtract 5.
Right.
The result should be 13.
No, it's 21.
What? Oh, for the... Imagine that, we got the wrong blank. Well, don't worry about it, McGee. I'll be back tomorrow with the right blank.
Hey, come back. Can you imagine that guy? Say, this income tax expert is pretty easy. I think I'll go into the business myself. Hey, Billy Mills.
Yeah?
Think of a figure.
Sally Rand.
No. I meant a number.
Okay. Add 3. All right.
Subtract 2.
I did.
Divide by 8.
Right.
What number you got?
With a smile and a song.
Well, that's a good number. Go ahead, Billy. You hang that sign on the door like I told you? Fibber McGee, income tax expert?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how about you, Sil? Well, you made out a blank yet?
Well, no, sir. Is that a taxation subject, please?
You betcha. You got any dependents, Sil?
Any what?
Dependents. Does anybody depend on you for food and shelter?
Oh, yes, sir. My brother, considerable Watson, please.
Oh.
But he don't get it.
I see. Are your books kept on a cash or accrual basis?
Cruel, Miss McGee. Awful cruel, please. I never see it.
No. I didn't mean that.
Well, hello there, Johnny. You the income tax man?
That's me, old-timer. You want to fill out form 1040A?
Me?
Yes. Hey, 1040A.
Your watch must be fast, Johnny. Take that late. How about this income tax business?
Well, that depends, Junior.
Me?
I says, from what business or profession did the main or principal part of your fiduciary assets accrue in the year 1937? Counting partnerships, syndicates, pools, and billiards, and all stuff like that there.
That's pretty good, Johnny, but that ain't the way I heard it.
Ah, took care of that case pretty quick. Well, let's see, Sil. Form 22A to deduct the income tax...
The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, "See," he says, "I see where they're even taxing hitchhikers this year." "That's so," says the other feller. "What kind of tax is that?" And the first feller says, "Some tax." Well, so long, Johnny.
Here it is. Well, at least people know we're in business.
Yeah, but you ain't making very much money at it, please.
Oh, well, money ain't everything, Sil. Money can't buy happiness.
No.
Money can't buy love and health and the worthwhile things in life. Money ain't really important.
Ain't she talking about Confederate money, Miss McGee?
Well, the next person that comes in here is going to get charged a $10 fee. I'm going to make me some dough between now and March 15.
And you can march 15 or 20 or 100 people over your floors if they're protected with Johnson's Glow Coat, the easy-to-use
color. Go away.
Now, look, wait a minute. Is it true that you can deduct bad debts from your income tax?
Why, sure. That's right, Harpo.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, wait a minute. My fee for answering that question is $10.
Deduct it. That's a bad debt.
Wise guy, huh? Bad debt. Well, it's a great game, Sil, this tax business.
Yes, sir, sure. Is it true, Mr. McGee, that there's a lot of folks that try to avoid paying no taxes, please, sir?
Plenty of them, Sil. But usually, when they reach up to pat themselves on the back, they find they got hold of Uncle Sam's whiskers. The difference between a legal loophole and a hangman's noose is in how far you stick your neck out. That's why I always advocate that...
Is this Mr. McGee, the income tax expert?
Well, that's me, sis.
Well, I wonder if you'll help me out of my dilemma.
Well, sure. Drive it up to the curb, sis, and I'll see what I can do.
No, you don't understand. I need help with my income tax.
Oh, yes. Well, you come to the right place, sis. Question number one. You married?
No.
Check that, Sil. No holding company.
Yes.
Well, you're entitled to $1,000 exemption, sis.
Am I really?
Oh,
well,
sure.
That's wonderful. I think I'll buy a car with it. When do I get it?
What? You don't get it. If you ain't got it, you don't have it.
Now,
I mean...
don't try to talk me out of my rights, Mr. McGee. I'm not going to stir from this spot till I get my $1,000.
Oh, no. Look here, sis, you don't grasp the... Well, here's how it is.
I'll give you just 1 minute to hand over my $1,000.
But I tell you, you ain't got any $1,000. You ain't...
All right, if that's your system, cheating women and orphans out of their rights, I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. I'm going to report you to Morgenthau. I'm going to get a police...
Well... Wonder if I was supposed to pay her that $1,000. No. You hear that woman, Sil?
Yes, sir. Maybe you'd better get in a little practice, Mr. McGee, on somebody you know, please.
Good idea. I'll try Clark Dennis. Hey, Clark.
Don't bother me, Fibber. I'm trying to make out my income tax.
Well, I wanted to help you.
Oh, well, thanks. Look, here's a question I don't know how to answer. Have I depreciated since last year, and how much?
No, I don't think you've depreciated, Clark. In fact, I think you're improving all the time. Hey... Look at your blank there. Why, you answered yes on every line.
I know, but I was just trying to be agreeable.
Look at line 23 there. Inflation, obsolescence, and depletion explained in Schedule D.
Well, what about it?
Episcopalian ain't the answer to that. Here. Give me that blank. Here, let me make this out while you sing, Clark. What are you going to sing?
One song from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Is it deductible?
It's delectable.
Go ahead, Clark.
Constantly true, one love that has possessed me, one love thrilling me through, one song my heart keeps singing for one.
Done, Clark. You sing like that every week, and you can put me down as a defendant.
Excuse me, please, sir. Mr. McGee, there's somebody here to see you, please.
Sir. Well, if they're prosperous looking, tell them to wait. If they look kind of shoddy, bring them right in. Them people would have got all the dough.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, it's little old Chinaman, please. Sir.
Oh, well, bring him in. Oh, never mind. Here he comes.
Oh, excuse me, please. All right, I'm going to go. You, Flipper McGee, income tax man?
Oh, it's Gooey Fooey. Well, what can I do for you?
To see, me make out a month ago, income tax. It's me need help.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad to be of service to you, Gooey. Let's see your schedule.
Oh, schedule is very simple. Oh. Me get up at 5 o'clock, go to laundry, or take a lunch at 12:30. Work until 10 o'clock, play mahjong till midnight, go to bed. It's a very simple schedule.
No, I didn't mean your living schedule, your income tax blank.
Oh, yes, me bring alongside. Look, my dumb boy.
Hey, this is all made out in Chinese.
Oh, sure, me Chinese.
I know, but the government won't be able to read that.
Oh, you mean Uncle Sam, a government, no shabby Chinese Latin?
Why, of course not.
Oh, that's all I want to know. Me mail it in tomorrow. Goodbye now.
Well, Chuck, even at that, they'll understand his return better than they will mine. Well, let's see. Sil, I think I'll list you as a dependent.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe you better pay me for last week just in case they check up, Miss McGee.
No hurry. I got till March 15th, and Molly's a dependent, and Harpo's a dependent.
And anybody who's dependent on Johnson's Glow Coat to keep floors clean and sparkling can claim exemption from rubbing and scrubbing.
Harpo!
Please.
Say, Fibber, look. How much credit do I get for each person I support?
$400, Harpo.
Uh-oh, 10 times $400.
Hey, you got 10 kids?
Oh, no. This is my wife's family.
Oh, wait a minute. Surely you don't support every member of your wife's family. I'm afraid you don't know the law.
I'm afraid you don't know my wife's family.
Miss McGee, I didn't even know Mr. Harpo was married.
He ain't married, but I didn't dare give that guy to a married guy like Billy Mills. Well, I ain't no fool.
Telegram from Fibber McGee.
Right here, bud. Hey, what's the idea of bringing this telegram in here in your pajamas?
It's a night letter. Wow.
Here, Sil, you read it. Probably from some guy who wanted to chisel his tax bill down. But I won't chisel with nobody. Anybody that starts shooting dice with Uncle Sam better start hollering 7-come-11 worth. Read that wire.
Well, say, it's a little telegraph from the Rotowanas Club, please.
What do they want?
Well, they offer you $50, Mr. McGee, if you was giving them a little speech on income tax at their luncheon.
Hot dog, $50, eh?
Yes.
Still, I don't know. Does it say what they're having for lunch?
No, so do it make any difference, please?
Oh, well, I guess not. Only last time I ate one of their filet mignons, somebody asked where all the waiters was, and another guy says they're off, and my filly started to gallop around the table. Little things like that that undermine a feller's confidence. Call him up, Silone, tell him I'll be there.
Yes, sir.
You hear that, Billy Mills? I'm going to address the Rotary Wanus Club on the subject of taxation.
That's fine.
By the way, Billy, how about your taxes? You got any dependents?
Well, everybody knows I support a well-known radio star.
Honest? Who's that?
Fibber McGee.
That name is kind of a... Oh, is that so? So you think you...
Oh, don't get mad. I was just playing.
Well, go ahead and play, but you better change your tune.
Okay, how's this one?
Camp Folks, played by Weary Willie Mills and his oboes. Now we're going to see...
Say, Fibber, I couldn't help noticing that tax rhymes with wax, and it gave me an inspiration. So with your permission, here goes.
Uh-oh.
There are income tax inspectors, internal revenue detectors, who may call on you and challenge your return. But the chances are so slender, if you're not a big offender, that my warning here should cause you no concern. But friend or total stranger, let me warn you of the danger when neighbor folks come knocking at your door. Though you greet them with affection, you can bet they make inspection of your furniture, your woodwork, and your floor. Let them make no rash deduction, for with Glowcoat in production, you're protected from the most discerning gaze. So forget your income taxes. Just remember, Johnson's Waxes will assist you in 100 different ways.
Hey, waiter. Waiter, is this the Rotary want us luncheon? Hey, waiter.
Hey, no handouts, bum. Go around to the kitchen.
Bad Fred and I ain't no bum. I'm the guest speaker at this luncheon.
What do I care? I leave after the ice cream.
Listen, I just want to be sure I'm in the right dining room. Is this the Rotary want us luncheon?
Of course it is. Don't you hear all them guys selling each other stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, much obliged. Am I supposed to sit at any particular place?
What are you, a contortionist? One side, please. I got to get the soup.
Oh, fine reception. Excuse me, bud. Is this seat taken by... Oh, Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
Oh, hello there, Fizzer. Sit down and make yourself as homely as possible.
Hey, what are you eating so fast for, Nick? In a hurry to hear my speech?
No, Fizzer. I'm in a hurry to see Snow White and the Seven Little Midgets.
You mean Seven Dwarfs, Nick, but I guess it's pretty good at that.
Pretty good? It is magnificus. I'm seeing it 3 times, and I'm hardly waiting to see it some more. Shall I tell you what is happening to Snowdrift and the Seven Little Shortcakes?
No, I want to see it myself.
Oh,
Nick.
You will enjoy it even more so if I'm telling you a hint of what the plot is being. Once upon a time...
Oh, don't tell me, Nick.
Oh, it's no trouble, Fizzer. Once upon a time, a pretty little Cupid, Snowball White, is having a wicked principus for a stepladder.
Stepmother.
Oh, sure. I was labeling under a Miss Apple dumpling. Well, this old stepladder is being jellypuss of Snowshoe White and is asking her looking glasses who she is better looking than somebody. And the looking glasses is telling her that in a comparative with her stepgirls, she is being a big sourpuss.
Oh, never mind, Nick. I know.
Oh,
the rest.
You are never guessing what is happening, Fizzer. It is making my hair stand on his hind feet. This old Cupid is going into the basements of a castle and is doing the big apple in some poisons, which is making people a sleeping beautiful. You grab me?
Yeah, never mind the rest of it, Nick. I got
a speech. And then Snowbird is running away into a wood forest, and the little rabbits and muddle turtles and chipmunkies is taking her to a little log cabinet where the midget is finding her all tired up from cleaning the places out with a squirrel waving his tail at it, too. And what do I think happens in the next place?
Let it go. I got to concentrate on my speech.
Why, believe me or Ripley, the next days, this old witch Hazel, she is making believe she is not somebody who is really being, and she is disgusted like an old lady.
Disguise, Nick. Disguise, not disgusted.
Oh, she is also disgusted because little Snowdrift is being a pretty Cupid, and she is being an old hog.
You mean hag. If she'd been a hog, the tale would have had a new twist. Now, keep quiet now, Nick, while I go over my notes on my speech. Now, let it go,
well,
Nick.
Anyway, Fizzer, little Snow Shovel is biting on this big apple, and before I can wink my face, she is lying on the glow-cloak floor of the little log cabinet with a sleeping sickness. Well, sir, Fizzer, when this is happening, my heart is beating like a strap hanger.
Trip hammer. Now, please, Nick, they'll be calling on me for my...
Now we are coming to the big stuff, Fizzer. Oh, the seven dwarfs are making a little glass showcase like a drugstore for candy bars. And everything is very sad until a prince is riding past on his big white charger account. And then he is kissing little Snowdrifts on the lipstick, and she thinks he is an alarm clock and wakes up. and everybody is living happily from now on, and mostly Walt Disney.
Well, there's one advantage Disney has, Nick. If he gets tired of an actor, he don't have to tear up the contract. This tears up the actor.
Gentlemen, quiet, please, gentlemen. We are about to call on our guest speaker of the day. He has been asked to speak on the subject of income taxes. Gentlemen, Mr. Fibber McGee. Mr.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see there are no ladies present.
Oh, get to the point, Gabby.
Maybe there ain't any gentlemen here either. Gents, the tax basis of this country of ours is kind it's a basis, you might say. And as a basis...
Put him on, he forgot to touch third basis.
Pipe down, bud. As Congressman Phineas P. Fenderbender said in his last speech at the recent tea for longshoremen and daughters of the American can opener, the average citizen...
Pardon me, Mr. McGee. There's a call for you from Washington.
Oh, you tell Washington I'm busy, bud. As I was saying, gents, I've been in this tax business a long, long time. Why, even in high school, I was a duck at deductions. I used my middle name then, Donald. Donald D. Duck McGee, I was known as in them days. Donald D. Duck McGee, digging up data from dawn to dark to discover dozens of donations, dependents, discounts, and defunct debts, defending deserving dodos, dishing the dirt on dizzy dips and dim-witted dopes who dared endanger democracy and double the depression by deliberately doctoring income documents with dishonest doodling, doing the duty as a daredevil deputy by dispatching the dirty dogs to a dungeon, and deemed the darling of a decade as the ding-dong daddy of double deductions from the desert dunes of Digga Digga to the distant domes of Doga Doga. That is why I stand before you today, secure in the knowledge
Mr.
of...
Mr. McGee, this call from Washington is very urgent.
Rat it, I don't want to talk to Washington. If they want to discuss anything important with me, let them send a man down here.
Yeah, but I
All right, bud, I'll give in. Find out just who wants to talk to me.
All right, Mr. McGee.
Now, all you men present are interested in getting up in the upper brackets for yourselves and into the lower brackets for the government. Now, how can we accomplish this? Simply by...
Mr. McGee, on that telephone
yes,
call...
Yes, yes, who is it? Now, pay attention to this man. It shows how much Uncle Sam needs me to keep things running smooth. What's it about, bud?
Well, it's about a man who only made $72 last year.
Yeah?
And the way you figured his tax, he owes the government $1,193.48. Yeah, he thinks it's a little high.
He? Who's he?
One of your clients.
I thought you says Washington was calling.
He is. It's Washington Jones, the shoeshine boy.
Oh, sure.
It's so easy to keep your kitchen linoleum clean and bright when you know how to go about it. You can say goodbye forever to floor scrubbing when you protect your linoleum with Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. One of our listeners tells us she has a blue and white linoleum rug that she's used for 10 years. Before this woman knew about Glow Coat, she had to scrub the linoleum twice a week in order to keep it clean. Now she protects it with Glow Coat and it stays shining and clean, never needs scrubbing. The colors look brighter, the pattern never fades. Johnson's Glow Coat has saved this housewife many hours of hard work. You, too, can have more time for pleasure and rest, and your linoleum will stay beautiful always if you protect it with this easy-to-use, no-rubbing polish. Glow Coat is spelled GLO-COAT. Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Buy a can from your dealer tomorrow.
Well, you know, Sil, this income tax stuff ain't half as complicated as it looks. It's really pretty simple.
Yes, but there is one thing that kind of defeats me, please.
What's that, Sil?
Well, why do they call this little old tax blank a return?
Just give the government some wrong answers and you'll find out. Good night, Sil. Good night, folks.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax of Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you to be with us again next Monday night. Good night.
The selection with a smile and a song is from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is WMAQ Chicago, General Electric.